Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening. Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry. Thank you for listening. Tonight, our sermon is entitled The Glories of Love. The Glories of Love. We are going to talk about the love, showing each other, following the life of Christ and showing love to each other as children of Christ and followers of Christ. Before then, I'll play this music to you. May the Lord be with you. Thank you. Radio and Rose Nabia speaking, presenting to you the glories of love. And today is the 24th of January 2011. I pray to the Father to open your heart. You listen to me. May the Spirit of God give you special understanding, and the peace and the love of God be with you as you listen tonight. Lord, I thank you for my people who listen to me. God bless you and stay tuned. Tonight, our sermon, I said earlier, is entitled The Glories of Love. How it is good, or how is it so good that the brothers and the sisters, the brethren, will dwell together in love as God loved us. God loved us so much. He gave his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, to show us that we may live and follow his steps as he loved us. And I'm taking a word from John, 1 John chapter 3, and I'm reading to the verse 18. And it says, "See how great a love a Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it shall not appear as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices sin practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and money and sees his brethren in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in such a person? Little children, let us not love with our word or with our tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this word. The word was taken from 1 John, verse 1, and I read to verse 8. Glory to God for the word today. And our sermon says, the glories of God, the glories of love, the glories of love. What do we mean by that? As Christians and as followers of Christ, how are we living in love in this world, in our era, in our time? Are we showing the real kind of love as Christ showed us by giving us his love? We did not choose him, but he chose us. He chose to die that we may live and walk in his steps. As Christians, what are we showing to the world? The people, most people are in darkness waiting to come to the light. But certain lifestyles of Christians today are rather driving people, pushing people to even think of the Christian world. Christians, we are, the word Christian means followers of Christ. As followers of Christ, how do our lives depict to the public? How do we show, how do we live the hatred, the lying, and the backbiting? When God is blessing somebody, somebody will rise up and stand against us or stand against the person. Is this love? Is this what Christ wanted us to do? It is not the big congregation that one have in his church or in his event or whatever he's doing, but to really have one person show the Christ love to the glory of God, that when Christ come, we may be called the children of God and dwell in heaven with him and his Father, that we can dine together in him in his glory. Let us live the life of Christ, followers of Christ. We have been We say we love God. We love God. We go to church, praise Him, hallelujah. We shout and kape and kaboo. But the love of God is not in us, including the people who even say they are men and women of God. There is no love. The hatred and jealousy is so evil. It's more than fornication. And it's not just fornication that is sin, but to hate a brother or to envy, to be dying in your heart for a brother's prosperity is evil, and it's against the will of God. And I know that if you have such a spirit, then the spirit of God is not in you, or the word of God is not in you. You are just practicing with your mouth, or you are just saying it. And the day will come when Christ will come that you have used your mouth to save somebody and you couldn't go to the place that you were talking about. That is heaven. So let us repent our hearts. A new world, a new generation. Let us rise up and live the life of Christ as followers of Christ. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. He washed their feet to show an example of love. What love is this? They said, Master, how can you wash our feet? We are not fit for you, our Lord, to wash our feet. And he said, I am doing this in remembrance so that you will remember to wash each other's feet. Let us learn to wash each other's feet. Let us learn to bring back the life of Christ, the real story of Jesus Christ as Christians, so that we may prosper. So that we may prosper. Evil, that our evil deeds are separated us from God. So we have to repent and come back to Him. This is a new day, a new generation, and a new world. If the real Christian, the true believer, should rise up, or people who, if you think you are in the wrong place or in the wrong church, find yourself a good church or a good ministry that will bring the truth to you. People are not telling the truth. We are talking about money left and right, but there's no salvation in the world. I mean, most people are not talking about salvation. Why? But this is what will prosper us. To know God and to be saved and know that today, when Jesus comes, I will go to heaven to enjoy, as His promise said, as His word says, that we may love one another. He washed His disciples' feet to show us example. What example or what lifestyle are we living out there as Christians or as men and women of God? What are we showing? Men of God fighting against each other, backbiting each other. Fighting against churches. Oh God, may you have mercy on us. Change us. I pray that the Lord repent our hearts, because the truth must be said, and that's the truth. I am speaking according to the word of God, that children of God are blind. We need a revelation, and let the Holy Spirit open our eyes, that we may live by the word of God and dwell in His light. How it is that brothers or brethren shall dwell together in the house of love, the Lord, in unity and in love, that we love each other and not be selfish or not hate ourselves, but fighting and jealousy, gossiping, killing each other, not wanting someone to progress, suppressing on oppression. It is too much. It is too much. What is the death of Christ for us? He died that we may live and enjoy. We didn't die that we may continue to sin and walk away and not tell the truth and not save souls. How many souls have you saved? When was the last time you even said the word of God to a brethren who do not know Christ? May the Lord deliver us from this age, the age of sin, the age of evil, murdering. If you say you love God, whom you have never seen physically, you have never seen God as a man standing, but you hate your brother who is a physical being every day walking passing you. People cannot even ask for help anymore, because I know that if I come to you and tell you my trouble, the next day my trouble or my it will be in the breaking news that come and hear Rosabia says, come give me money, or come and I need food to eat. How is the Christian world going? What are we doing? Are we bringing Christ's life to reality, or we are destroying it, or are we using our own carnal knowledge to preach the word of God or to live? It is time. It is time that the children of God might bear fruit. We must live as followers of Christ, as He died and lived a life for us to follow. Everything He did, He said, do it as I've done it. He was the Lord, and He washed the disciples' feet, that they may wash each other's feet.
That's humility, a sign of humility, a sign of love. How humble are we today as men and women of God, as children of God, followers of Christ, people sitting in a big congregation as a church, one body in Christ? How is our body is divided in pieces, but we're supposed to be one body in Christ. One body in Christ. Why is the body divided? Why is it divided? Why? Why? What is going on for us in this world? We need deliverance. We have to come to God with our heart. Love ye God. Love him with all your heart. Love is the greatest commandment we must follow. The gift of the Spirit to be born again once, so that we will be called the children of God. To love one another. That is the first commandment. Love God as yourself. Love God. Love God above all things. Love God with all your heart. And the second one says that you must love your neighbor as yourself. Loving your neighbor as yourself. And Matthew 7:12 says, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want to be treated. I never knew this revelation until I found out this. Because in management and in customer service, if you listen to me, you know management and or have done a customer service work before, every time they say the customer is right, that is the code, one of the code of marketing or management or customer service and sales. It says, treat the customer the way you want to be treated. Until I found this revelation that this is the word of God. Whoever wrote this in customer service, may God bless the person. Because Jesus said in Matthew 7:12 that in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want to be treated. For this is the law and of the prophets. This is the word of God to you tonight. Listen to Daughter of Zion World Ministry. May the Lord help you to respect people the way you respect yourself. May the Lord help you that you do not say, I am me, I am this, I am that. The only I am is God. There is one only I am. You are nobody but a mortal being who fades away like the flower. How do you boast in yourself? How do you boast for helping somebody? How do you boast in yourself that you are this, you are that? Men of God, boasting, boasting, boasting. Children of God, boasting, boasting, boasting. How is the world going? Where are we going as children of God? Where are we going as Christ followers? He lived a life that we may follow his steps. We are Christians. Are we following the steps? Are we doing the things of the Lord as Christians? May the Lord cover us. May he cleanse us. May he purge and cleanse us from our sins, because we have sinned too much. The sins are not working for us. The sins that we do are separating us from the Lord. May his mercies endure for all of us, that we may repent and see this and come to terms with the Holy Spirit, with God, and with the death of Christ, standing on it to live according to the word and the will of God. Stay tuned.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Before his throne,
Never be anyone like our God Almighty. He is holy, and we want to be holy like Him. Holy, Lord, we want to be holy. We want to live according to Your statutes. We want to live according to Your commandments and according to Your word, oh God. Help us that we will learn to live in Your ways and not our ways, oh God. Tonight, our sermon is entitled The Glories of Love. That is what I am talking about. By the help of the Holy Spirit through me, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for joining us on Block Talk Radio. And this is Daughter of Zion World Ministry, a multimedia ministry in the USA. Stay tuned and continue with our word, the glories of love. And I have a word from 1 John verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. 1 John
chapter 4, verse 11, and it reads, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him, and he is in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he is in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in him, in love, abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world." Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio, and I'm still talking about love, the Christian world and our love, the Christian. Are we doing the religion or Christianity or churchgoers? Which one are you? Or you are a true believer, following the commandment and doing the will of God, staying and standing for God? Are you standing for God? Are you standing for Jesus Christ? Are you having his banner on your head as a symbol that you stand for him and you do not follow the crowd? You do not follow the wrong and the falsehood teachings. You do not listen. You do not do things against the will of God. People will hate you. They will hate you for his sake. But if you stand to the end, then you shall see the glory of the Lord. You will see his glory coming upon you. You will enjoy in the day when he comes to take his own, the ones that are called by his name, to his glory and his own bosom, that we may be seated with the Father together in one love and in joy in heaven forever and ever. That is our portion as Christians. So my question still is, are we doing the will or the word of God as Christians? Are we saving the souls, or we have changed the focus, or we are using our own mental or our carnal knowledge, our own wisdom to do the things of God? We are calculating and telling people this is how it's supposed to be. Are we letting the word direct us, or we are directing the word? Are we living as children of God, truthfully, loving one another as the word wants us to do, as Jesus Christ showed us? He said, "You shall love yourself as your neighbor. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love God above all and love your neighbor as yourself," which is the greatest commandment that Jesus gave to us. What do we see in our day of wickedness, in our day of hatred, in our day of killing, murdering each other, not wanting one to progress? You can't even, it's hard to even trust your own brother or your own biological sister. It's hard today. May the Lord deliver us. May he help us. His mercy, may it be more, and help us to be repented. As Christians, we dress up, church up, and go and sit in a big congregation. But what do we do after church? How do we live our lives after the church? After the church, what do we do as followers of Christ? What are we doing? What are we representing? Who is our symbol? Who is your armor? What are you standing for? Or you are still in it, in the old way, or in the world? The people in the world, some of them are even better than the people who say they are Christians. They polish up every day and go sit down, go to every meeting that happens, every prayer meeting. But yet, our life is not growing. Why? Because we are not doing the will and the things of God. Because we have refused to let go what the brother did to us. Because we have refused to create in us a clean heart. Because we have refused to give up or to forgive one another, to love one another, to support one another, to help one another. It says that, "If ye have all the whole world good and silver, and you see a brother and you close your heart against him, then you are evil and the word of God is not in you." Yes, that's the word of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Father, may his mighty hand touch you. Listen to me, daughter of thy world ministry, that may the Lord help you to grow
and to see his revelation that it is time that the true believers or the children of God or the men and women of God who are called by his name to do his work, do the right work and bring soul to the kingdom and stop our ways and stop our own wisdom, using our own wisdom to teach the word of God, using our own wisdom to confuse people. May the Lord deliver us. May he be merciful. His love endures. He wants us to love. What kind of love is this that for a man, for someone to give his love or his son, the only son, to us, to die for us, bear our pain, our burden, that we may be healed, that we may live and have peace. And yet we are not seeing it. Why? Because we have refused and we have closed our hearts and our mind and we are still in the wicked world. Why? So what is the difference between you going to church every day, going to prayer meeting every day, going to cafe and kabo on people every day, every day, that you and the ones drinking in the bath? What is the difference? They will never come to the light. How are they going to come to the light? If you are bearing, standing, and never giving up or never forgiving your brother or never letting go, showing wickedness, bringing your work is that you have stand, you never see some, you don't, what hurts you is that you hate to see someone being blessed. I mean, what kind of Christian world is this? How are we living? How are we showing the world? How are we saving souls? As most of our mission says, we are saving souls and healing the lost and bringing the lost to reality, to bring the lost to the light. How are we saving those souls with our lifestyles? Are our lifestyles what we say we are? Are we within from out? How are you dealing with your own husband or your own woman? How do you speak to women? How do you speak to men? How do you speak to people who hurt you? It's time that we repent. Repent truly and let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. For he who does not love is not of God, and the word and the life of God is not in him. Stay tuned.
God protect me. They'll pretend to be your friend, but at the back, they'll blackmail you. They'll pretend to be your brothers, but they are the ones manipulating your destiny. Those who do not want you to enjoy peace in your home. Those the Bible calls the wicked ones, I call them enemy of progress. If you are rich, they say the source of your wealth is bloody. If you are poor, they will call you a lazy man. The Bible calls them the wicked ones, and no wicked shall see peace. I'm not. a young lady preparing for marriage, they will look for every means to prevent the marriage. If a married woman could not conceive due to one reason or the other, they will sit in their houses and begin to gossip about the childlessness, any means of progress, forgetting that it is only God that gives children. When a young man is struggling to survive, they will pretend as if they don't know him. But when the man begins to prosper, they start to envy him. When a young girl gets married at the age of 18, they complain that she is too young to marry. But when a lady will not marry at the age of 35, they will say it is the sin she committed that is preventing her marriage. If they ask you for money and you refuse them, you are in trouble. Even if you give them, you are in trouble. Enemies of progress. They will sit in their houses and begin to tell you what is happening in another man's house. They are in the market, villages, even in some offices. If you are in the same office with them, they will look for one way or the other to pull you down and take your place. Mind you, I don't hate them, but I hate their character. One thing I know is that there is nothing they can do against any true child of God, because Jesus Christ is our pillar and shield. But if you still continue in this kind of act, I say that destruction is awaiting you unless you give your life to Jesus Christ.
Father, we thank you. We need your deliverance. We need your mercy. Lord, be merciful to us. Father, be merciful to your children. Give us a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart, O God. That we have sinned and come short of your glory. We need your mercy. Deliver us, O Lord. Deliver us and repent us. Help us, O God, that we may repent and walk in your light alone. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I have a word from Matthew 22, verse 35 to 40, and it reads, one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend on the whole law and the prophet. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and for showing us to love one another. The word of God says that we shall love God with all our soul and all our spirit and with all our mind. And the second say, we shall love our neighbor like ourselves. We should treat our neighbor the way we want to be treated. Therefore, if you do not want anyone to bring you down, then do not work iniquity against that person. Do not do what you would not be happy someone doing it to you. You should love God with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your spirit. And you cannot love God when you hate man. It's a biblical truth. If you say you love God and you hating your brother, a God that you love, that you have never seen, and you say you love God, you hate your brother, you are on grudge with him or her, you are in court trying to put the person to jail or whatever you are planning to do or whatever evil you have standing on against your brethren or against anybody that you call yourself Christian, you are doing this against a Christian brother. So how is the world going to see you? The word of God says that you can never love God. You cannot say, God, I love you when you hate your brother. It is a lie. It is a lie. You are lying to yourself. You are deceiving yourself. If you hate your brother, you are in bitterness with your sister. You are in bitterness with your husband or your brother. And you say, I love God. You hold the Bible every day. You are a liar. That is the word of God. The word of God says it makes you a liar and the truth is not in you. May the Lord repent you. May the Lord repent all that say they love God and yet
the evil that they do, it's only God who knows. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver the world, because this is a season that the children of God have to seek God faithfully. He is still around, the own God, the only one who is holy. He is holy, and none can come to him without holiness. We are holy. We need to be holy. You cannot give excuses and say his mercy, the grace is enduring, and sinning and doing evil things. Men and women of God, let us rise up and tell the world, that show a life that is exemplary, that will rather bring souls to others, and not change the word in the word of God, and not use our own wisdom to teach the word of God. We are sinning against God, and he is not, it's not in his will that we should fail, or he should be away from us. But we, our sins, are drawing him away from us, from him. So let us come together as brethren in one house, in unity, and bring the love of God, as Jesus Christ showed us, that if we are able to wash each other's feet, then this is a sign of humility. This humility will let us love one another. It is a sign of love. Loving your neighbor as yourself means you are there to support the person, whether financially or spiritually or in truth, not backbiting. If somebody offends you, it's good that you solve it or call the person, let's sit down and talk it amicably. The language that comes out of certain people's mouths that call themselves Christians, even including pastors, the language that comes out of their mouth, it is only God who is so merciful. It is God. That is why he is God. Because if he was man, then that is why he is God. He is God. He is merciful. He is so merciful. May he be merciful for all those people, for such people. People of God, let us do the will and the words of God. The words are in the Bible. It is holy. It is for him, and it is in his will that we be holy. There is no darkness in light. Darkness and light has no relationship. Therefore, let us walk in the light as children of God. We say we have seen the light, we are having salvation, we are born again, and yet we do not want to stay away from the things that we used to do when we were not in Christ. If you say you have seen Christ, you have sworn and you say, I take you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior, and you are still doing the things of old that you used to do in your cupboard, in your closet, hiding. You are not hiding. You are deceiving yourself. You can never mock God, because God can never be mocked. God can never be mocked. So let us repent. Let us repent. He is the Lamb of God. Let us repent. He is Adonai. He is waiting for you to let us bring souls to him in truth and in faithfulness. Let people come to God. I have personally heard someone say, I have given up on God. Because of the life he or she is seeing the people of God doing. How can such somebody say this? When will he repent and come to the house of God? He will never go to church. Because since the person has seen personally, it's putting them off. So how are we living as children and men and women and people of God? Let us repent. May the Lord open your eyes, that you will see him and accept him and do the will. You are baptized as a child of God. Let us live as children of God to his glory, not unto us. You can never take the glory of God to yourself. You can see men of God posting, I am this, I am that. You are not nobody, but the God, the only person who is I am, is Jehovah Elion. Elion is the only one who can say that I am this, because your life is short. He can take it from you. You are nobody unless he speaks through you. So let us not boast. Let's boast in his name and glorify and bring people to the kingdom in righteousness and in truth. And stop boasting in an evil way. And stop boasting that our boasting are putting people away. So let us pray. I pray to the Father to deliver us. May God bless you for listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministry. This has been Rose Nabia, and we will meet again tomorrow for the Word of God. Stay tuned for some music. God bless you. May he order your step this week. May everywhere you go be blessed. May he open your eyes to see him, that you will do his will. You will do the Word of God, Because the word of God is for doing. It's not for mouth saying. It's not a mouth talk. The word of God is for doing. So if you have taken Christ as your personal Savior, may the Lord walk with you. May his life and his Holy Spirit be with you. May he be with you to open your eyes, that you can do the word of God and to prosper you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word today. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
God, I cry out. Your beloved needs you now. God, be near, calm my fear, and take my doubt. Your kindness has pulled me up. Your love is all to draw. I will lift my eyes to the maker of the mountains I can't climb. I will lift my eyes to the calmer of the oceans raging wild. I will lift my eyes to the healer of the hurt I hold inside. I will lift my
we down.